Shake it, she like the way that I dance. She like the way that I move. She like the way that I rock. She like the way that I woo. And she let it clap for a nigga.
She let it clap for a nigga.
And she throw it back for a nigga.
Yeah, she throw it back for a nigga.
Michael Mary, Michael Mary. Billie Jean, Billie Jean. Christian Dior, Dior. Come up in all the stores. When it rains, it pours. She like the way I Michael Mary, Michael Mary. Billie Jean, Billie Jean. Christian Dior, Dior. Come up in all the stores. When it rains, it pours. She like the way I
Gabbana, Louis, Gucci, Fendi, Prada. Designer with no strings attached like Balenciaga. She call me daddy, I don't even know her mama. She gon' do it for some Dolce. Gabbana, Louis, Gucci, Fendi, Prada. Designer with no strings attached like Balenciaga.
Ooh, look at all these hoes, I'm attractive. She blew me, so I blew a bag on her fashion. Sexual relations with no strings attached. I just got her new Fendi's with no strings attached. Baby gave me mad face.
What is up, y'all? This is your girl named Dior, and I am back like I never left, along with a new co-host. Co-host, go ahead and introduce yourself.
What's up, everybody? My name is DeAndre Combs. I mean, everybody call me Dre. I'm from Lake City. From Lake City. I go to school at FAMU, Tallahassee.
That's what's up. How is it up there? What you going to school and stuff?
It's lit, dog. Like I say, I tell everybody, you got to get an HBCU experience. Ain't nothing better than Tallahassee. Well, FAMU on a Friday or weekend. It's always something going on. Self and not with all the damn coronavirus shit. But
yeah, that coronavirus really fucking up a lot of people's moods and everything else. A lot of parties and everything like that.
Changing nothing.
That's crazy. So, how long you got until you graduate?
I'm double majoring. So, I got like a year and a half left on my nursing degree. I have my bachelor's. And then I'm also doing healthcare administration. I got two more years left on that. So,
that's what's up, man. That is what's up. So, let's transition. Let's jump into these artists. So, y'all, where I'm from, a smaller place called Bradford County. Next to Bradford County, you got Baker, Gainesville, and then you got Jacksonville, and everything else. So, there's an artist that have already had a fan base. And then, like, out of nowhere, he moved away and, like, he just, like, expanded from there on out. So, the artist that I'm talking about name is D. Watkins. Have you heard of him, Dre?
Actually, it's funny as hell because I forgot the name of the song. I got it on my playlist, but I listen to that same damn song every morning. It'd be like just something I can turn up to because I take like an hour ride to work, so it'd be like something I can just like listen to and it'd be straight. Once I find out the name of it, I send it, but I listen
to him
pretty regular.
Yeah, I like that badass jit, and then he also did a small little snippet of a hood poet, but that house arrest team really hit.
Yup. Super jit was the best, I think, for me, though. That was one of the real, real best things, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, when I just think about it, like, I can recall, like, what was it? Dang, was it summer 16? Was it summer 16? When, like, it was either 16 or 17. Not 17, but 16 or 15. When he, like, took off.
Yo, shit, that was really like the summer. A lot of people started taking off. Like, a lot of small-time people started taking off.
For real. And then you had Kodak. He was already out there. Then he got bigger. And then you had Glock 9 take off. And then you got the, what's the jit name from Lake City? I can't even.
Shit, Raw Young.
Right there.
All my motherfucking TYG boys, you know. Mucho, all them. You know, they doing their thing. Raw Young and Uno Cam. Shit.
Yeah, like, them boys definitely make a name for themselves. And just to piggyback off of that, major shout out to the upcoming artist, Traco. Y'all check out his music. Like, Jit really doing something. He came a long way, because in the beginning, when I heard his music, I was like, yeah, he got talent. He's got to craft it a bit more and get in touch with a producer and somebody that can really, like, master it and everything else and go from there. But, yeah, major shout-out to Traco. Like, yeah. Here for all of it. So.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Lake City got a good little bit of artists, so it's like a lot of people don't get with music scene. It's a lot of people in Lake City that really fuck with music and they really doing good. I can say, definitely I gotta give up to my boy Timmy Jernigan and the Good Boys. You know, they just started out, I think, last year, 2019 or 2018, but shit, they doing good. You know, we got Well, he don't do music no more. We kind of cut that from it, but Knowledge Bone, Charles Miller,
that's what
most definitely Facebook name. But Lake City got some real talent.
It sounds like y'all got a whole bunch of talent. I didn't know about really.
It's a lot of people, because it's like everybody got a lot of unreleased songs that they ain't really, you know, went mainstream with yet. And it's like a lot of people, you gotta actually sit there and be there like, oh, bro, I ain't know you rap, I ain't know you did this, this, and that. So it's like, it's a lot of people that got talent. Shit, I can name a lot of people that's rapping, you know, doing music, doing their thing. Shit, I can definitely shout out Paul Perry. He do basically all the mixing and mastering for a lot of Lake City, so I can say shout out to him.
Yeah.
But yeah, the music ain't popping though. I can't say that. It's starting to grow.
And I think with this whole virus situation, this is really like allowing artists to really perfect their crafts and like to come up with some damn hits for the summer. Because when you think about it, right, everybody is basically going into hiding. Boom. Once this shit get off and like take off as far as like shutdown and everything else, this gives people opportunity to like, boom, throw this music out here. You may have thought it was fire in the studio, but once the summer come around, people gonna be like, they're gonna feel tired because they've been trapped in the house, and they can hear one song, and to you it may be trash, but you still want to test it, and it could be a hit and it could take off. So that's why I be telling people, like, right now is the perfect time to perfect anything that you're doing as far as like business wise, whether you're in school, like, or anything.
If you investing or doing anything business wise, like right now, even anything, even though it shouldn't be quarantine, is always your best time that you go, when you got isolated time, that's gonna be your best time to work on yourself, even though you should be working on yourself like 24/7. But I mean, with quarantine, if you ain't really an essential worker, you got time to sit there and really, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy. I know, like, on the news I had seen where they were saying that Bradford County had, I guess they were trying to start a block party or whatnot, and then basically Bradford County Sheriff Department and the Police Department, I guess they all got together and they were trying to find exactly like where did it start from, this, that, and third. So it's just like a whole bunch of stuff going on. People still feeling like with quarantine they still can have gatherings, and you got people feeling like with quarantine y'all should be in the house, locked the fuck down, and not going nowhere. So it's like, I understand both sides of the spectrum, but it's like, at the same time, yeah, you should be in the house and not be in large crowds, just so we could go ahead and get this over with, because the longer we being, like, disobedient to, like, the shit like this, bro, the time ain't doing nothing but pushing it further and further back. You already got the kids not going back to school to sometime in May, when they're supposed to go back April 15 or something like that. So the more we not listening, the more this shit gonna have us locked in the house, like, locked down. Like, where I'm at, they were saying, like, you can't even go out. Unless you go into the store, the gas station, grocery store, to be more specific, or you go into the pharmacy store, or you going to work. Other than that, you shouldn't be out. And it's like, you can't travel unless you want to see immediate family. So this shit, dog, this shit in general is just crazy, but I do appreciate it.
That's just like the whole, like, the government, the, you know, when they did the shut-in-place order, that's what the whole thing was. It's like, limit movement, you know, no congregating, no doing none of that. So, and like you saying, I can see people all point, you know, and being like, you know, I don't want to be stuck in the house all day. But at the same time, you got to think about your health. Like, because what a lot of people don't know is that the damn, with this damn virus shit is, you're going to either have symptoms, and then sometimes you won't have symptoms, even though you probably already got it. So that's why they're trying to tell people, because if you stay self-contained, you ain't got to worry about, you know, it spreading out, you know, it's airborne. So it's like, that's why they're trying to get people to, hey, stay in the house. If you're sick, make sure you're taking care of yourself, making sure you're staying in, you know, stuff like that. But as always, you know, you're going to have people that hear what they want to hear, do what they want to do, say what they want to say. So,
man, it's crazy. Like, before this stuff really got serious, I know Marquise, that stay out there where y'all stay, well, stay in that area, he was supposed to have, like, a little, I guess you could call it, like, a party, or, no, better yet, an event.
NBA.
Yep, nothing but ass. And I was gonna, like, step through with that, but then I was like, oh, no, man, because this coronavirus stuff going on, and, like, I shit you not, probably, like, what was, like, a week or so, if a week later, like, they was like, all bars, restaurants, and shit like that gotta get shut down. And then, like, that real deal had, like, stopped the motion for a whole bunch of shit. Cause I know that with that event alone, he was supposed to bring out a lot of fucking people. I mean, people from Gainesville, Jacksonville, Star.
Yo, cause they had people from Gainesville and Jacksonville wanting to host, you feel me? Like, that's basically what, like, part of the money for the church. Work contest was coming from, because it was basically like almost everybody that basically kind of was like hosting, they had basically already been put money into it, you know, for them to do it. But like I said, with the virus and everything, you know, they can't really do nothing. But
yeah, man, it's just crazy all over. Like, hey, major shout out and kudos to those businesses that still running, those small business and things like that, that's not operated under or by the government. Like, those entrepreneurs, those big entrepreneurs, like, major shout out to y'all. Y'all just keep pushing and don't let this shit right here stop y'all from accomplishing anything. If anything, this should allow you to build your company more, expand your company more, and really think about an actual plan that you're going to use to execute the summertime.
Definitely, and just like I, even on that note too, I will say for all small business owners, people that's investing, people that's doing different things business wise, milk the game, dog. Cause at this moment, yeah, the government is gonna say, okay, yeah, we'll give you this, this, and this to help, but make sure you actually putting it towards what you're going for. Because think about it, they got so much stuff going on that you can tap into, you know, just to get money to make sure that your business is going. Just like I know for, like, people that do photography, which I do as well, they got a relief fund set up where it's like, I think the most you can get is like $500. But, I mean, if you think about it, shoot, that's better than, you know, hey, saying I can't work, you know, I can't do no stunts because everything closed or, you know, stuff like that. So people gotta also think, like you were saying earlier, when you're in quarantine doing stuff like this, this should be your time to really sit down and bring out your best ideas. So that way, whenever you get back in the moving order, you can be, you know, out there doing what you need to do. Also, this right here is the best time to be networking. Like, most people probably hate it, but get to know with other business owners, and even if you have to and don't know them, call inbox them. Be like, hey, I saw your business. I want to network with you. You know, this is what I can bring forward towards, you know, maybe a resolution towards me and you working together. Like, that's what a lot of people don't think about. And it be like, sometimes people that you don't know be the ones that support you first before the ones that you do. So that's also just a little feel, you know, I can give everybody too on that.
Most deaf, man, most deaf. But, you know, this is the end of our little segment for the day. Dre, I really appreciate you coming on, giving a few little golden nuggets. Hopefully we can have you back on soon. And, y'all...
Anytime. Just let me know.
Tenfold, man, tenfold. All right, Dre, man, take care.
Yo, same to you.
I just hope we can lie, cause if he got smoke, then it ain't no way he can hide. I just paid by the band for one of my tools. You think I won't up with that fire? I ain't wanna do this shit, but fuck it. Watch how I swallow my pride. I just came back from New York, got a deal from another label. But the other label said the other labels ain't do shit for their roster shit. So they told me don't sign. I know for a fact that the boys probably chatting. I did this shit before rapping. I mean, fucking these hoes. My big brother said that I wasn't going to jail.
Alright, y'all. This is your girl Native Dior signing off. I really appreciate it. Dre, once again, coming through, giving a few golden nuggets. Y'all be sure to catch us every morning from 8:30 to 9:30 for our time. And for y'all time, it'll be 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, we're going to get this thing started. And, yeah, everybody will have access to podcasts. Be sure to look on Apple, on Anchor, and I will post a link on all my social media platforms. But once again, y'all stay blessed up. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Don't come in contact with nobody unless you're like 6 feet away, yo. Like, real shit. But on another note, y'all, be blessed. Have a good one. And this is Native Dior signing out.
I ain't get them like self, say word, man. Somebody say psych. No, I can't bring my homies to BET Awards. They won't come with the player. Probably gonna flirt with the...